Vincent gets him out now, and here he comes. Denon Kingley gets up the rail. Golden 60. They roar for their hometown hero. He's a length clear over Salios, running on Mother Earth. It's Golden 60. The locals can't beat him. The internationals can't beat him. This is his house. Fortress Golden 60.
Moves up and takes the lead, but Mr. Brightside's challenging. Mr. Brightside up to Alligator Blood. Cascadian late. Mr. Brightside in front. And Mr. Brightside has won the mile from Cascadian, the inevitable. Then floating out is Spanish Vision, but very elegant at the 150. The darling of the turf has raced clear 3 lengths incentivized, and it's very elegant. 10 group ones, and now the greatest of them all, the Melbourne Cup. And Zaghi joined by Animo, who looks destiny in the face at the 150. Animo takes the lead from Zaghi. Alligator Blood, I'm Thunderstruck, but it's Animo clear. I'm Thunderstruck late. Down the middle, Kings will dream at the 100 and getting desperate. Now Wicks is storming home. Wicks over the top. Archie's too good. They can't beat her. In time I'm so untold. I'm just another soul for sale. Oh well.
The beach is out of press. We are not. G'day punters, and welcome back to the Racing Previews podcast, where we are live from Warrnambool, recording prior to day one of Nico's favourite carnival of the year. And Nico, we are huddled around the exact same table we started this podcast some 2 years ago. So
how cute,
incredible scenes. Will, how are you going, mate? You're currently on the line and me and Nico are bunkered down at the house. How are you going so far?
Well, I'm sweating. I don't know how much sleep you got last night sleeping with Nico, because he snores like no one I've ever hear snore. But I got a pretty good sleep last night. I don't know about you, Ben.
Just on that, we kept it pretty tame last night. I think a couple of scooies at the pub, got back at 11. And I said to myself, I've just got to fall asleep before Nico. So that's exactly what I did. Luckily, I have had a good night's sleep, but Nico has shortchanged me because he's lost the other blow-up mattress, and I'm a 6'2" bloke on a 5-foot couch. So I've been shortchanged there a little bit, but you know what? We march on, don't we?
We do.
On to the next
one. Yeah, it was a good night last night at the Whalers for the Jumps Racing Association carnival launch. So
you got a photo with your dad, Nico.
Hey?
You got a photo with your dad. You look exactly like Rick McIntosh. It's fucking weird.
Oh, damn. Rick's a great bloke. We had a good chat about all things racing and jumps racing, so that was good. And
chew his ear off?
No, I kept it pretty tame. And yeah, we got a good connection for some possible merchandise in the future. So just Nico doing what Nico does best, building relationships, yapping people's ears off. So it's been a good start to the carnival, and it hasn't even started yet.
Yeah. I'll leave all that stuff to Nico. I'm no good at socializing until I've had at least 3 or 4 beers.
No, I need about night, 5 or 6.
Yeah.
60.
Last night was pretty tame, so.
Human interaction is not my strong point. I'll tell you what,
Matty Hill was here because he did a function yesterday with RSN. He tried to leave about 5 times and people just kept on saying, Matty, Matty, Matty.
I reckon he's probably still there, to be honest.
Yeah. He tried to get his foot out the door so many times and people just kept saying, Matty, can we have a photo? So he was the man everyone was chewing ears. Alrighty. Apologies for the sound, because it is just a little bit echoey in this big room here, but that's we're just going to have to make do with that. I think we're going to start with race We go to race four on the Wednesday, which is the Dunro Benchmark 120 Steeplechase. Duke of Bedford was good to Nico last start. He's a $2.40 favorite. From Gunner Lover, $4. Tom Foolery, $4.60. Not Usual Dream, $10. And the Ratlin Bog, $11. So a few usual suspects here, Nico, but you reckon the fave can carry the 70 to win?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm keen to go back to the well with Duke of Bedford again. He was awesome to us last time, and I think he will be again. Tom Foolery is a kilo and a half worse off this time for getting beaten nearly four lengths last start, or two starts back when he met Duke of Bedford. So I can't quite work out how poor Tom has to deal with that, but that's not my problem. Yeah, I think Duke of Bedford looks a cracking bet, and I think he might nearly be the best bet of the day tomorrow. He stands alone, and I think it sort of 240, 250, I think he's a cracking bet.
So he doesn't. Anything else on any other runners, or are we moving straight on?
Yeah, what about the Ratlin Bog?
He'll probably fall.
Is he not a good jumper?
He's a bit of a risk.
Yeah.
I think I backed him into Jericho.
Duke of Bedford's a good horse, and he'll be better suited around Warrnambool. So, happy to be with.
Beautiful. All right, let's move on swiftly then. We go from Duke of Bedford to Bedford in the Gallywood Hurdle, which is the feature hurdle of the Warrnambool Carnival, 3,200 metres. Bedford, as I said, he's a $3.30 favourite. From Fabulot, $5.50. Ran second in this race last year to the Ghostly Grey. The Mighty Spa, $7. Pure Deal, $7.50. Chains of Honour, $8. And Blandford Lad, $9. Nico, how have you deciphered this one?
Yeah, I'm keen to have a two-bet play in this race. I thought Bedford deserves to be favourite and will be extremely hard to beat. His recent trial was really, really good work, and it's probably as good as I've seen him go, I reckon. I had a little chat to Sam Friedman when we were at the races at Mornington a couple of weeks ago, and I said, how's he going? Is he going to be ready to go? And he said to me that he might be a touch soft, but as long as the conditions suit and whatnot, he'll be extremely hard to beat. And I think he's got all things in his favour here. I sort of wanted to risk a couple of the horses in behind him in the market. Fabulot's sort of never been one of mine. He will be advantaged a little bit better on dry ground. The horse at the market I think needs to spit out is the Mighty Spa. I don't think he's too much good. And I'm interested to see where Pure Deal goes. If he goes to the novice hurdle on the last day, which would be race one, he will be extremely competitive in that race. I'm happy to side against him here. But I think there's definitely one and a half other horses that I think you can entertain. I think you can entertain Chains of Honour. Don't worry about the jockey. I know it looks unfashionable in the form guide, but Kieran and Deck have a few of these lesser-named jockeys that have been imported from overseas that can definitely hold their own. They've had Slim Abgal, who obviously was Stern Idol's rider up until he hurt himself and he got to the top level. But this young Luca fella, he can more than hold his own. So I'm happy to side with Chains of Honour. He was in that recent trial with Bedford and went just as good, I thought. This looks a nice little set play here on the minimum. And I'm sure they've put enough miles in his legs. The other horse that you could probably entertain is Blandford Lad. He's been a little bit in the wilderness, but he was a horse who ran well last start at Pakenham, and there's every chance that he can be competitive again. He started about $3.80 last year in the Gallywood versus Saunter Boys. So to be $9 here, albeit I know he's got a little bit more weight, but I still think it's a fairly even race and there's a few chances, and at sort of $3.30, I think you might get a touch better with $8, and you could probably have a small saver on Blandford Lad at $9. But you know, when you go down to a horse like Out and Dreaming, who's $16, who's got more than enough ability. So it is a cracking race, and I don't think the market sort of tells the true reflection. I think Bedford's a deserved favourite, but I think there's probably more favourites than just him.
Yeah. That's a fair old summary there, Nico. I actually think Fablot is a bit of value here. There was $8.50 around earlier in the week. I wish I had snapped that up, and then there was $7. Every time this horse has returned for his first jump start of the new season, he's always needed the run, and he's often improved dramatically from start one to start two. Given that, I thought his first up run to only be beaten about a length and a half by Aldeas and a few other, of the common jumpers, I thought was really good. He's going to lead this field. I think the dry track suits him. And going back through his form, he's ran a lot worse first up before improving a lot more than he needs to win here second up. So he obviously ran second in this race last year to Saunter Boy. Was no match for him, but I thought that was a great effort. And as I said, his first up effort last year was a lot poorer than what he showed last time around. So I think he's the clear danger. He has to carry a little bit more weight compared to last year, but Kuru is going to take him straight to the front here. And given it's not going to be a testing track, I think he's going to be hard to run down. We've seen what he's done at Ballarat a few times. I know Ballarat circuit is a lot flatter and it suits him a lot more, but I just think he's going to be extremely hard to beat. And if we get sort of $6.50, $7 on track, then he's on top for me. But I would give chances also to Bedford and Blandford Lad to round out my top three.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get Will involved here. We go to the Wongoom, the new market of the bush, as they call it, $2. Race 8, 1,200-meter listed event. Midtown Boss is the $5 favourite from Tuvalu. Got to carry the 61.5, $7. Yellow Sam from the same stable is $8. Is It Me is going to cost me a dinner at some stage this week, because Nico and I had a bet on whether he'd open double figures or not. He opened $19. He's been smashed into $9. So, Tab, you've cost me a dinner there, but thankfully I'm on at the 19s. Flash Flood is $9.50. Showmanship, $11. Nicolini Vito, $11. And Senegalia, $13. But can you give us any sort of map or early speed and tactics here, given it's back on the flat around the circle?
The speed map's almost impossible here, isn't it? I have no idea, honestly. Senegalia, maybe. Nunthorpe, probably want to go forward. Yellow Sam, even. Is It Me? Probably wants to punch up. Midtown Boss wants to be somewhere near there. So there's, I think the pace will be solid without being, I don't know. Like, I have no real clarity about the map at all in this race, but I have complete clarity in the horse that I want to back. I don't really have I don't really care about the map for this horse, because it's going to be sort of midfield anyway. Nicolini Vito was enormous on resumption of almost 200 days. Second up last preparation, it ran just on about a career peak. Second up in the Bletchingly, and this horse goes really well, 12 to 1400 meters, and I think the Wongoom is just a perfect race for this horse. I just feel like $11 is just a ridiculous price. I think Tuvalu is probably too short. What price is he? He's $7.60. I've got him just about $13. Probably just a little bit sharp for him, even though the track might be testing. Is It Me is another one I could have something on. It's been well backed earlier. Probably should have backed it earlier on the week. Midtown Boss was the one I sort of wanted to back, but it went up a lot shorter than what I thought it would. And I'd be surprised. I don't even know if it'll start favourite, to be honest.
It'll keep getting out.
You'll get $6 bucks on track, I reckon.
Oh, you get probably $7 on track. Yellow Sam is another one that I can get rid of. I don't think it can win. But at this point, I've had a good bet, Nicolini Vito. I've got it about $6 and favourite in a very competitive field. And Is It Me? I have $9 in the best price right now is $12. So those are the two I will be circling my wagering around at this point. It's Our Time can run a nice race as well. He probably hasn't come up as well this preparation, but at his best, he's very, very good. And Frankie Pino has obviously run, we ran second in this race last year and won it 2 years ago. So
such I wouldn't a be. Fugazi prep, though.
Yeah, I know. He's coming back from what, like 16. He ran over 2,000, didn't he, at one point? No, just 16. Mm. So,
and I think he's been the beneficiary of really wet tracks in the Wong games.
Yeah.
It's going to be and it might not be as wet. So, but at this point, like the track will be deteriorated, it'll be testing. So, I think Nicolini Vito is a great bet, to be honest. I don't really want to overthink it. I thought the closing splits first up were massive on a track that raced as if it was a dead five, and yeah, it's just got peaks to worry these, and I'm really comfortable just putting the chips in that corner.
Yeah, I'm circling my thoughts around three runners here, and Bot's already mentioned a few of them. Jump onto the 6 day and download the app, and hopefully you can get the early prices with me on my tipping service. We've backed Is It Me at $19.
Fuck you.
Sorry, Bot. This horse was coming off a 91-day let-up, so 3 month spell, and he did... What was the... why didn't he run at the Valley a few weeks before again?
He had that little issue. I can't remember off the top of my head. Maybe was it a bad blood?
He might have had bad bloods. It was only very, very minor, but I think that was enough to say that he's going to improve a stack out of that run second up. Senegalia beat him there, but he's going to map a lot better here. He's going to take great fitness improvement, gets him well on the minimum of 54 kilos. And Daniel Bowman, all he wanted was him to not draw barrier one. He's drawn barrier two, so it's a little bit better. I think he is extremely hard to beat. Going back to his last preparation, sort of form around, you know, Balair, Pink Bowtie, Jungle Gym, I think they'd all be very competitive. Skybird, we saw what Skybird came out and did it at Morpheville on the weekend. I think he's a very good horse, and this race sets up very, very well for the local trainer. Nicolini Vito, I agree, but his run last up was enormous. Nico's probably going to tell us in a second that he's first up only, and I understand that if you just look purely at the stats. Maybe he drops off a little bit here, but he does have a big performance second up as well. And if Mahaba was in this race, who beat him last start, then I'd be backing Mahaba strongly. So,
well, we can back Mahaba strongly on Thursday.
He's going around at Wagga.
Wagga Town Plate, yep. Yeah.
So is that the race that Front Page has been dominating the last couple of years? Might have ran second last year under the big weight to that.
Menmuth,
yeah, that's right. I'm backing Nicolini Vito as well. Last start, I think he brings in the best last start performance. Bot might be able to confirm or deny that on the ratings. But I thought it was huge, and he looks really well set up here. And I'm also going to end up backing the favourite Midtown Boss because he opened pretty short, but we're going to get much better for him tomorrow, I feel like. And if you look through his form, like, he carried more weight than Johnny Rocker two starts back at the Valley. Johnny Rocker obviously went on to give Imperatrix a bit of a scare. And then I know everything when he's way down the straight, when he only beat a horse called Impressive Enough, but I think everything's going to go his way again here. I know he's drawn low. You would have preferred if he just drew out a little bit, but given this track isn't as wet as previous years, those inside lanes aren't going to be as chopped up by this stage of the day for the Wong Room as they have been the last few years. So I'm
happy
to back. They
did irrigate it yesterday, though, which is stupid. I guess they sort of have to, but still.
It is a little bit annoying, but...
they have to do it.
It's wait and see, but I'm happy backing the horses drawn low and with the good form. And with, I think they got the best turns of speed in the race, Midtown Boss, Is It Me, and Nicolini Vito.
Mm.
Yeah, I can't necessarily disagree with too much that you've said there. I think we're going to get a better price than what's on offer right now for Midtown Boss, and then I think you can think about it. The horse that I thought was going to go up a lot shorter than what he has is Tuvalu. I thought he was going to be a horse. I openly said I thought he would be a horse that the market really gravitated to and would put him up too short, and he was a horse that I was happy to take on. But I think around the $7-$8 mark, I think I understand he's got 61.5 kilos, but he's got that weight because he's that much better than these horses. 1,200 is a genuine query, but I'm hoping that Lindsay's got him here ready to go. And I'll let you in on a little thought that I've got I thought that last year in the lead up to the Warrnambool Carnival that Lindsay was firing on all cylinders and everyone expected him to have a really good carnival and he could barely pick his nose. He's held his runners back this year. He hasn't had a winner in the last 30 days and I feel like he's going to have all these horses prim and proper ready to fire and he's going to have a massive assault on the carnival this year. I want to hang my hopes on a lot of Lindsay's horses this week, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but I can sort of just read between the lines and I think that's something that has been in the works. So I'm not going to let Tuvalu going to go around without me at that price. 1,200 might be a bit sharp and it might be too much to ask for 61.5, but I think you're getting a good enough price about the best horse in this race. And yeah, I want to have something on Is It Me. I think we'll get a touch better than the current quote. He will get back out. He's extremely well enough found now, and I wouldn't think that he gets too much shorter than what he is. I think he could only probably go out. But yeah, he's obviously a horse that we've been kicking up for a little while, hence why we got Dan on the podcast last week. I think he's extremely well set up, 54 kilos on the minimum, goes real good second up, likes his toe in the track. As long as the inside's playing okay, I think he's going to be in this race a long way, and Dan's going to have something to cheer about at some point in the race. The horse that you boys are sticking up for, Nicolini Vito, I'm still on the floor at Mornington how he lost. But yeah, I'm of the belief that he does go really good second up, and his form card might read that it is better than what it is second up. But for me,
does go really well first up, you mean?
Yeah, he goes really well first up, and he regresses second up, I believe.
Yep.
So I'm happy to sort of side against him at the moment. Yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough. All right, Will. Any other bets on day two? Go to you first, and then Nico.
Yeah, mate. My computer's not going to work, but race two, there was one. I have had a couple actually. Race number two, Black Peppermint. Really nice debut. Big splits. Should have won. I think it'd be positive from gate five, and I don't think there's a whole lot in this race. I think it's a nice horse. It was well backed. It was, how much of a firm was it? Give me a second. It was like $4.50 into $3.30 Betfair SP or something, of $4.20. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, it was well backed on debut. It's an older horse. I think they're positive. I think it'll win. I think $3.65 is the best price now. I think that is a great bet.
You just would have loved Billy Egan on or something, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but I don't really care. I honestly don't think it matters. I think it goes forward. Like, it's not a complicated ride. I don't think Tal is. I think it's pretty straightforward for her. And the other one I've had is Neferur, who I thought was going to be an Oaks filly when I backed it at Pakenham or Cranbourne, one of the two. And obviously it wasn't because it finished midfield. But I think it's come back better. It raced really, really green. Like, it was second start at Mooney Valley, sort of came around the turn and lost about five lengths just spearing into the middle of the track because it had no idea what it was doing. It's well bred. It's by Justify out of a good mare, well related. And I think it's come back better. I like the trials. I've had a couple trials and I was impressed with what I saw. And I think it should be favorite and closer to $4 than $6. So and Keefe's Bro was one. It was a sneaky sort of 1,000 meter race, and they weren't really slow. The last sort of 400 meters, there was just something there, and it's 40-1. So I'll just chuck that in there and hope and pray it gets up. But I think best price right now is $6 for Neferur, and everything else is about $5. So I think that's bet $3.65 if you want to get involved there. So I think it might be really well backed.
Sweet as. Nico, you got anything out wide on day two or moving on for now?
No, nothing that I'm happy to set in stone and stick with at the moment. I thought I think there's probably a couple of angles, but I haven't really narrowed my thoughts down to anything just yet. As it happens every year at Warrnambool, there's horses in markets that are going off left, right, and centre. So you really just need to decipher. But there's nothing that I really want to stick my hat to right now.
Sweet ass.
And I've got one more. I'll go race 7. I haven't bet this race yet, and I don't know what I'm really going to do. I'm not happy with the my prices at the moment, but I think Boonie's a really nice horse. It's an import. It's by Brazen Bow, so it's Australian bred, but it came over. It was tens into $4 Betfair SP really, really late. I remember taking $6.50 on track, and it started $4 about 2 minutes later. It was just one of the biggest goes you've ever seen, and it obviously ran second last. And then its second start, it improved massively. It's a speed horse, like it's a complete squib. But its run last start, I think, is extremely competitive. And its latest trial was red hot. I sound like a trial perv, but it was. And this Leperain thing is, I don't really rate it, to be honest. I don't think it's much good, and it's taking up a lot of percentage in the market. So. And another one you could probably back is Miss Balvenie, who's a bomb fresh and goes really well on wet tracks, and I think you get better than 20s on the day. But didn't come up last preparation first up, but it started it was meant to start really short in a race last year at Warrnambool. And another one is Bifrost. I've got the favorite a lot longer than market, so I can just back a few around here. And Bifrost is another one. I think it needs a wet track. It's a horse that I think it needs them to come back to him. So it's they're a bit too quick for him on fast tracks, but when you get to the slower sort of tracks, it brings him back to him. And I think Bifrost is a nice horse. So I'll be backing him more than likely. But Boonie the main bet in that race.
Sweet as. All right, so after day two, we will be going to the Betfair function. We'll give him a quick plug now. We're looking very much forward to going to the Shanachie again. You can check out on the Betfair Twitter and even the website. Nico's done a bit of jumps content with them, with Carl Kaldawi, which went really well. And the boys are putting up their watch list. So hopefully we can get a few winners for the punters. We know that Betfair on your side, this Warrnambool carnival, and they want the punters.
They're not paying us yet, mate. Don't give them too much.
Well, they are on your side. If you want to lay a horse that's under the odds, by all means.
Fair enough.
Trying to cut some deals here, Walt. All right, Thursday. Let's go straight to the grand annual, shall we? Stern Idol is the $1.90 favourite. As far as we know, he's not running. Bit of weights manipulation, you could say here, Nico, potentially. No jockey notified. He's $1.90 from Balex One, who's been scratched from the Briley straight to the annual $5. Rockstar Ronnie. Well, he was a rockstar of the bull last year, winning this very race, as Rick Mack said. Somehow he opened $18. He's into nines. Bud Fox, $9.50. Instigator, $13. Brungle Birdie, $14. And Vanguard, $14. It's a very open annual, Nico. Who do we like? It's a bit hard to tell right now with this market, which is going to flip.
Yeah, well, it's completely false, this market at the moment, because Stern Idol will not be running. The proof is in the pudding that his stable rider, an usual rider, is already booked for another horse, so that definitely won't be happening. He's definitely
Why is he in there?
To keep the weights down, I think.
Oh.
I'm really shattered that Balak's one come out of the Briley, because I thought he had absolutely fucking none. And he's just disintegrated the market. And, yeah, I'm actually quite emotional about it, to be honest.
Emotional?
So that's really disheartening.
You know what else Nico's emotional about? The fact that we didn't get breakfast this morning because we slept in.
Oh, yes, I am very emotional about that.
Why you can have some dumplings on track, mate. It would be sweet.
I thought before the prices come out for this race, I thought there was four chances that I really wanted to sort of circle my thoughts around. And I haven't had a bet yet because I think there's the possibility. Well, there's definitely one horse coming out in Stern Idol, and I don't think that Instigator or Mighty Oasis will run. So it's hard to have an opinion at the moment with so much percentage in the market still sitting there. So I think the four horses that I want to work my thoughts around, Rockstar Ronnie's been really well backed so far. He obviously won the race last year, copped a 3.5 kilo penalty. He's completely on track, ready to run another big race. Don't look at the Pakenham run and think that he's not going as good as he should, because he definitely is. And but he's going to need to, with an extra 3.5 kilos on his back. I think he is someone that you have to send your thoughts around. I think number 10, Bud Fox, he was a $2 favourite for the annual, I think, 3 years ago off the top of my head, before being scratched on race morning with a tendon issue. He's had a long way back to get to where he is. He was really, really good last start at Pakenham on winning, and this has always been the play. We actually found out last night at the function that this is going to be his last ever race, win, lose or draw. So it would be rather fitting for a horse who's been a warrior over a seriously long time to go out on a high. And I think he's a massive chance too. Number 5, Vanguard. He's a horse who looks set to run a much improved race compared to what his form looks like at the moment. He obviously ran 4th in this race last year. I think he's at a big price. And the horse I could probably nearly have as my on-top selection is number 7, Cross Hill. He's $41 at the moment, and I can't really work out why.
How big a bet
he
had?
He ran 3rd in this race last year. The punters will remember that I tipped him up, especially as a place bet at $3. Didn't matter, because I fucking chipped into Stern Idol and did my absolute balls, so I didn't even take my own advice. But he looks like a horse who is well on track. To run well again this year, and I think he could probably go a couple better. I think Tommy Ryan going on is a real big plus. He's one of the best jockeys going around, and to have him on at 64 kilos is real good. So, yeah, I want to send it my thoughts around. I haven't exactly worked out my order yet, but if you're putting the gun to my head right now, I think Cross Hill might only be my on-top selection. I think there's some horses in this market underneath my horses that I can't quite work out, and the biggest query that you have in this race is being able to find a horse that can run 5,500 over 33 fences. And I know that 3 of these horses that I've picked have ran in the money or near enough to last year. And the other horse was a $2 favourite 3 years ago to do so. And Henry Dwyer is a very good jumps trainer. And on top of the ground, Bud Fox has to be a massive chance. So I can't quite work out why I'm wrong. And I don't think I am. Why the market thinks that I'm wrong anyway.
There's nothing like day one confidence.
But yeah, anyway, yeah. I'm happy to side against Bellex One. I don't think he's the same horse that he once was. And yeah, I think he's well enough found.
Yep. I am cheering on the fairy tale big time here. I've got number 10, Bud Fox, firmly on top. Henry was talking about him last night at the Whalers. I think he's pretty keen. He said on dry ground, he's definitely the pick of his two over Brungle Birdie, who probably wants this track to be a lot more testing. But Bud Fox, I know he's coming off an injury, but he returned to, maybe not his best, but he returned to winning ways last start, beating Tom Foolery, leading all the way around Pakenham. I thought that was extremely encouraging. He gets in on 64 kilos here. Willie McCarthy is on. And this is a horse you know will stay. He's run 2nd in a Jericho before. We know he's a good jumper. And going back a few years, as Nico alluded to, he did start a short price favourite in this race. So I've got Bud Fox on top. I think he's waited to win the race, and I think he's got the class on his side. I think Rockstar Ronnie, he has to be in your top 2 or 3, doesn't he? He made a mess of him last year. I still don't know how he got him with 64 kilos last year, but I don't think he's too poorly weighted given what he's done since then. 67.5 is still a winning weight for him. So
yeah, he's got a winning weight because Kieran's done the right thing by everyone else and kept everyone's weights down.
Yeah. Here we go.
Is that J-Man?
So,
I reckon the first hour.
Yeah, it is J-Man.
A great man.
So I'm Bud Fox on top, Rockstar Ronnie, and then I could also have something on Cross Hill. But it's sort of just wait and see to what this market does once Stern Idol comes out, because Bud Fox top price right now is $11. He's probably going to come into what, $6, $6.50, something like that. So
yeah. I'm still thinking about backing Crosshill now. I'm getting itchy fingers. I don't want the price to be smashed.
Yeah. Nico, I'll give you some advice right now live on air. The top price for Crosshill is $41 on Bet365. Go and snap that up, because you know with 365, if you don't like the price after deductions come out, your potential returns update and you can always cash out anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
All right. Will, have you done race 8, the 1400 meter handicap?
Briefly, I haven't done the third day as much as I would have liked, but that's
do you nice. Just because it is a nice race, so maybe I'll just get you to run through some of the key chances.
Yeah, I can just talk gibberish. Yeah.
Yep. 1400 meter handicap. Greenfly $4.80. So Risque $5. Ballyrich $5. Flash Flood $6.50. Juniper $11. And Brum King $12.
Yeah. So I was originally sort of I didn't look at the market and I thought, oh shit, this Greenfly. I reckon it's set to completely peak, and then I took the market and it's favorite, and I did not expect it to be favorite. But I think Chief Altoni was, it's got Blake Shin. Yeah. I just sort of looked briefly at this race and I haven't done it properly, but Chief Altoni sort of jumped off the page. I checked the market and it's best price is $14. Blake Shin's jumping on. I'll have to have a bet. It's just one of those ones where I've barely done the race, but my first crack is just so obviously too big that I might have to just have a bet. So I can worry about that in a second after the podcast. But the market looks relatively right. Greenfly, I think is about looks right price. Ballet Rich, Exposed sort of that good mare's form. So Risque is sort of off 60 days, but the Aaron Bay form keeps working out really well. And Junipel goes really well on wet tracks, as we know. And he was off 300 almost a year last preparation. So he obviously had an issue last preparation that's corrected it, and he's come back. He might be a little better this preparation. So, and they've sort of clipped him up early. So, at this point, Chief Altoni jumps off the page at me. Greenfly, if I get sort of $5, $6, maybe a bit better just on the day, then I can worry about that. And Junipal as well, sort of one that I can entertain too. Just, yeah, nothing really firm. Even Worsfold as well. He wasn't great first up, but he can run a race. He's a nice enough horse on his day, and
he's in another race tomorrow, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. But, Chief Altoni looks like a fucking great bet.
So your Greenfly Chief Altoni, I think if this track had been wet, you'd be bonusing them even more as well, because...
Yeah, yeah. He was big splits behind Nitro 2, sort of too far weighties. Back and around over 1,200 metres. Obviously, he's sort of better at 16, but, yeah, he looks like great bet to me. He started favouring the Wongoom last year, didn't he? Or he was well backed early and sort of, I think he drifted out in the end. But
yeah, he did start. Did start favourite last year.
It was a wet track stain.
Equal favourite. Yeah.
Yeah. Off the mat.
There's another horse that I want to add into the mix for the punters there. I think number 10, Brum King. This looks a real set play. I've got a lot of time for this horse. I think he's a quality galloper. He sort of needed the run first up, and I think this was always a set play of Warrnambool 1400 second up this race. The wetter, the better for this horse. So if it does deteriorate and become a bit of a cow's paddock, I don't think that's going to bother him too much. I think 55 kilos, pricey on, looks very well set up, I think. I'm happy to chuck him in. And this just shows you the type of race that this is. I know she wasn't at her best form last year, but Tora Jean will be going in my quaddie at $21. She's a good mare on her day. I won't be losing the quaddie. I don't plan on losing the quaddie if she beats me, so she'll be in mine.
All right. Let's move straight on to the Warrnambool Cup. We'll wrap this podcast up very shortly because we need to get to the track. 2,350 metre listed event. Little Mix is a $3.70 favourite from Cadre de Noir, who's $6, draws it out in the car park in 19. Think and Fly is $8.50. It's flying. Swizero is $10. Hopeful, $11. Fingerata, $11. And Mystery Island, $13. Will, another massive field, and speed is probably up in the air a little bit, but you would think sort of Think and Fly has to roll forward from 17. Hopeful goes forward. What else you got mapping towards the front early?
Rolls, I imagine, goes forward. I would expect that it's doing the exact same thing it did last year and racing today in the 1700 meter race, the handicap, and then backing up on Thursday. That's how it won its race last year. Again, I haven't done this race in detail, but it just jumps off the page. What is Think and Fly doing at $10? How is that $10? What the form last time, and it gets in with 54 kilos. Aaron Bay's that form line's extremely strong. Mankayans are back and forth. It just jumps off the page. It belted them over 2,500 meters in fast time at Moonee Valley.
You're a crook.
The Noonan boys will be creaming listening to this.
Oh, I know. Like, you understand? It just jumps off the page. It just, it was poor in the Pakenham Cup, but they went ridiculously fast there. So, I haven't done this race much, but it's that last start rating is just it.
Yeah, it should have won.
Yeah, and it was held up too from memory. A horrifying's backing up. It's drawn 20, though. It's probably going to go all the way back to last. Mystery Island's a nice horse on its day. It's probably set for the race. Bold Bourbon won a race last year, the 1700 meter race. It absolutely pissed in. It was one of the biggest goes you'll see at Warrnambool. I think from memory anyway. It's been poor, but
he won't run 2350. Not a chance.
Yeah, good days. He won it over 2000. He won the Cassidy Cup last year. There's work to be done in this race, but if I was having a bet right now, without doing the form, which normally I like to do, but Think and Fly just sort of jumps off the page. It's drawn wide, but it's going to be third day of the carnival. Being wide, it's probably going to be an advantage. So, Team Noonan.
Team Noonan for Will. Wowee. Nico, who do you like in the cup?
Well, Think and Fly won't win if it starts there.
That's not very nice.
Well, I just don't think it can win. I'm not going to be sitting here and be biased. I'm going to tell you exactly
what
I'm not
being biased. It fucking jumps off the page.
A Noonan Christmas card is coming to Will and not Nick, I take from that.
That's okay. I'm having two bets in this race, I think, at this point in time. I'm going to back number four, Little Mix. Blake Sheen coming to ride the last day at Warrnambool Cup Day. This is the reason he's here. He's here to win this race. She's going really good, this horse, I think. She probably draws a better barrier last start. She probably goes a little bit closer, I think. She draws a better barrier last start. I think she wins. But all bullshit aside, Blake Sheen here, barrier two. He'll just navigate her to wherever he sees fit. And I think she'll be extremely hard to beat. And a horse who I've been with this preparation, and I'm not going to drop off now, number eight, Mystery Island. I don't know what price he would be, or some of the horses that he got beat by in the Pakenham Cup, if they were here. He's got some serious form by Nashrun and Glentanius, Dunkel. That's probably the best. Well, it is the best form in this race. If any of those horses came here, they'd be a prohibitive favourite. So barrier one and barrier two are my only little knocks on these two horses. I'm just hoping that Harry and Shinny can get themselves into the right positions. That's their problem, not mine. But I think at the prices, they're two cracking bets.
Yeah, well, this is very boring podcasting because I am on all three of those runners. I think Little Mix is clearly the most progressive horse in the race, second in a Mornington Cup, and her staying form reads extremely well. 58 kilos is no gimme. So she still has to carry a fair bit of weight for a mare, but Blake Sheen coming to Warrnambool on the last day of the carnival for this ride is quite ominous. And you would think from barrier two, she's going to get the right run in the race. Hopefully we get better than $4. Think and Fly, I do give a good chance to. $10 currently on Sportsbet. They're going to roll forward from the gate. Hopefully the gate does mean we get even better price, but I don't think the gate means too much because we've seen that he's a horse who can go forward in his races. That win at the Valley that night was absolutely huge. And then last start, he should have won at Mornington beating Aaron Bay. So he's done an enormous job with this horse, David Noonan. And I think Trav was saying the other day that he actually ran a career peak, which is huge considering his old form wasn't half bad. And Mystery Island, if you can just look past that Mornington Cup run, which it might be hard to, but you know, Mornington is a track where many horses have come unstuck before. His prior form to that is enormous. He ran fourth in a Pakenham Cup. He ran second in the Tawny Night Cup at the Valley to Monbahar. And, you know, he's a local at his own track, 2,350 metres. I think it's just a matter of whether barrier one might be a bit of an issue for him because he usually isn't in the first few in the run. So potentially if those inside lanes are starting to chop up, then he might be back in the quicksand. But Jacko came out and said, dry track, he's pretty confident that he can bounce back. So I don't think it's going to deteriorate as much as previous years.
The dry track is in the soft six. Let's just clarify that for the
punters. Yeah, yeah.
Soft six or better.
Yeah. He probably doesn't want it bottomless like it has been the last few years. So, yeah, I'm happy to centre my thoughts around those three. I'm hoping to get a better price for Little Mix and then you can sort of stake around the three. All right. Will, any other bets day three? Or are you still
doing fine? No, I haven't really looked. Like, I have, but not like... Yeah. Yeah, I haven't. Yeah, nothing.
That's all right. We'll keep it short then. Nico?
No, I don't have too many thoughts. I haven't exactly worked out what I'm going to do in the novice hurdle yet, so just keep your eyes on the socials with the Betfair stuff. I think my stuff will be under the expert tips banner later today. I think that was the plan, so we'll post that on the socials and stuff once that gets posted. And any other bets that I've got there, but yeah, no more firm opinions at this stage. Still plenty of work to be done.
All right. Do we want to do a quick backlay pray for day two and three?
Sure.
But you got to. All right, you go first, Nico.
All right, my best bet will be probably Duke of Bedford day two. My prey can be any of my runners in the Grand Annual, but we'll go with Cross Hill. I think he might nearly be the on top selection, and the lay will be. I'll get back to you on the lay.
Will.
My best bet will be race number two, Black Peppermint. I think it's a really nice bet. I'll leave that one. I don't really want to lay anything either. So, my best bet is Black Peppermint.
Yeah. I probably don't have a firm best bet. My best bet is obviously today Irish Butterfly, but for days two and three, I'll make it Fablot. Why not? I'll make it Fablot in the Gallywood. Hopefully we get a bit better price. It gets back out a little bit. We might not though. My prey will be the dual bet play between Nicolini Vito and Is It Me. I've got 19's Is It Me and 12's Nicolini Vito. I'll also be back in Midtown Boston today, but happy to back the two and make them my prey at the double figures. And my lay will be Balex One in the Grand Annual. He's probably going to start $3 favourite. One Stern Idol comes out, maybe $3.50 if you're lucky. And I'm happy to put the sword through him.
Yep.
Same for Nick. Should we do like a recap of our bets for the first day or no?
Nah, there's not enough time for people to listen.
Okay.
So the punters aren't going to be listening to this yet. No one's about to start, baby.
But... I'm just tipping jumpers today. What am I?
No flat. So what's that little
extra exclusive race one, Willy Wink race two, Irish Butterfly race three, and Britannicus to cause the upset in race six in the Briley each way.
Mm. They've completely steamed into All the Way, baby, and of course I haven't backed it yet. So I probably won't back it anymore.
Well, let's wrap it up so you can go and back it then.
All right, no, couple questions. Twitter, RPFan121. I don't know who this is, but it's got to be one of the boys. His profile picture is chickpeas. So I don't know if
it's
this is an RD.
It's actually Nick. We don't actually have any fans.
All right, reckon Vanguard is a place to chance in the Briley.
Vanguard, a place chance in the Briley.
Is he scratched?
He's not even running in the Briley.
Well, maybe he meant Grand Annual.
He's definitely a place chance in the Grand Annual. Absolutely.
All right. Would you guys say that a horse is just a jacked cow? This has got to be RD. This has got to be a fake RD Twitter account. What race do you predict McIntosh pulls out the How Bloody Good Is the Bull? My guess is the Briley. It's got to be the Grand Annual, isn't it?
There's only one race that will probably be pulled out of, and that's the Grand Annual. Same race that gets pulled out every other year.
Yeah. RP fan, those were the three shit questions. Nick Noonan says, how far I think can fly? Well,
pretty far.
Wait, if it starts now.
Bot's on, and I'm half on. Nico's completely off. Deethy. Ben, how loud was Nico snoring last night? As I said, you just have to fall asleep first. If you don't, you're in trouble.
He's practice, he's used to it.
Yeah. You might be up for an extra half an hour, 40 minutes, but it's a chainsaw when he gets going. But have you had any chicken dumplings yet? No, obviously.
No, obviously not, mate. Wait till I get to my first dumpling going to be about...
11:45 a.m., I reckon.
No, I'll say 11:25, 5 minutes after I get to the track.
We're doing content with Betfair after the first, so.
Oh, are we? Okay.
You can do it eating your dumplings.
Well, Betfair can wait, mate. I need my chicken dumplings.
Nico, do you reckon NS will ever transition from the show jumps to the Warrnambool jumps?
I don't think so.
Just run straight through them.
Yeah, he would charge straight through them. All right, let's wrap up the podcast there. We need to get to the track, so keeping this under an hour. Good luck. We've not only punting this carnival, but also on the beers. Hopefully,
physical duration.
Survive the week. It is a survival of the fittest. Marathon, not a sprint, Nico. So good luck, punters, and we'll see you at the pub tonight.
Farewell.